And Dr. Madawi dictating a council note on Herbert Graham, primary care physician, Dr. Troutman, date of service 1/24/2013. Mr. Graham is a 66-year-old Caucasian male with a significant history of coronary artery disease, status post-coronary bypass graft in 2007, and history of hypertension. Mr. was recently diagnosed with diabetes over the last 6 months, and he is already on insulin. Patient in, I'm evaluating the patient today regarding his chronic kidney disease with creatinine up to 1.5 milligram per deciliter. As mentioned above, the patient is diabetic. He has been following with ophthalmologist without any evidence of diabetic retinopathy. He denied any diabetic neuropathy too. Patient denied the use of any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication, no recent contrast exposure. By looking at the record back in 2008-2009, his creatinine was running 1.2 to 1.3, and he had a trace proteinuria then. Period, paragraph, past medical history as mentioned above, social history, patient quit smoking in 2007, no history of alcohol or drug abuse, have family history non-contributory. Home medication, he is on LTs, ferrosulfate and insulin. Period, review system or negative. Physical examination, the patient was sitting, his blood pressure was 130 over 79, had ENT pupillary rounded and reactive, normal S1 and S2, abdomen soft, no lower extremity edema, period, new paragraph, investigation. His BUN is at...
So it's H-U-B-E-R-P, right?
His BUN is up to 27 and creatinine 1.5. The rest of his basic metabolic panel is normal. His vitamin D level at 16.6 and iron sets of 16%. Period. Assessment and plan. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3. Secondary to ischemic nephropathy, as he had proteinuria even before he was diagnosed with diabetes. For now, I'd like to check his renal ultrasound to check the sizes of his kidneys and to do his random urine protein and urine creatinine. Next number, hypertension. His blood pressure has been fairly controlled on LTS. Continuous medication. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. We'll check his PTH and vitamin D and we'll reevaluate if needed. Next number. Insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus as per your kind care. Next number, coronary artery disease, stable. I will ask the patient to come back in a period of 6 months with repeated lapses.